Will you bow your heads with me? Almighty Father in heaven, Lord, you have given us an amazing story to tell, the story of your love. You've given us wonderful gifts, Lord, like music, to help tell that story. So this morning, we give the words, we give the music, we give it all to you. And we ask you, Lord, to help us turn on our imaginations that we might hear this wonderful story one more time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The wind blew, causing the tent to sway in and out. He watched as the ever-present sand slipped in under the tent flap. He looked at his boots, which were covered with sand, and he thought, it's everywhere around here. Seems like nothing but sand some days. Makes me wonder why I'm here. Hey, man, the soldier heard a familiar voice of his friend Charlie. You coming to chapel tonight? No, not tonight, the soldier replied. What? You've got to be kidding me, right? You got to come tonight. I mean, after all, it's not tonight. He snapped the words and immediately regretted it. Not tonight, he said in softer tones as he noticed Charlie's brow furrow. Well, I know it's been a while, but I thought tonight. Charlie's voice trailed off. I know. I just don't feel up to it. All right, then, a subdued Charlie said. Maybe. I'll see you later. Charlie walked out of the barracks, and it was quiet again. At least as quiet as it could be, with the music someone was playing on the radio in the distance. He closed his eyes and listened till he caught the melody. He knew the song, and he began to remember. Home seems so very far away tonight, the soldier thought. He continued to let his mind wander until, "Hey, private!" He jumped at the voice behind him. He turned as a batch of letters fell onto his bed. "Merry Christmas," the mailroom soldier said in a very cheerless fashion. The private stared at the letters. How long had it been? He'd been waiting and checking every day if any mail had arrived. The soldier knew, as he picked up the stack of letters, that he was not just wanting letters from home. He longed for one letter, in particular, more than the others. He couldn't remember how long it had been, and now he couldn't wait any longer. He tore the string that bound them and furiously flipped through the letters. His eyes scanned through them. Mom, Dad, sister, nieces, friends. He paused as he looked at the last one, and his shoulders slumped. It wasn't here. Searching through them all again just to make sure, he sighed as his second search revealed the same as the first. One letter was missing. As the wind continued to blow outside, he decided to read the letters he did have. He opened his parents' letter. A picture fell out, and his quick hand snatched it out of the air. He could not take his eyes away from the picture. His parents stood as they always did in front of the tree. His sister and her family were in their usual spots. The only thing missing was him. But as he looked at the holiday joy in their smiles, he began to remember Christmases from long ago. He could imagine the smells coming from Mom's busy work in the kitchen. She always made his favorites. He chuckled as his mouth actually started to water as he thought about his mom's Christmas sugar cookies. He could picture her hanging Christmas decorations while she hummed those old Christmas carols. One song settled into his mind and again helped him to remember. As the memory faded, he struggled to hold it closer, but it would not stay. Finally, he unwrapped the letter. As he read the words from his mother's pen, he turned his back to the entrance to the tent flap. His eyes began to glisten as he heard the worry from his mother's pen. There is something special about a mother's love. It can warm the heart of her child even from thousands of miles away. He closed his eyes and could picture her bustling around the kitchen, that kitchen where she had made him so many ordinary lunches. This was also the kitchen that was the site of fabulous meals for holidays like today. His stomach rumbled, not so much from hunger, but from the longing for food other than that in the mess hall. He remembered how proud and happy she smiled as everyone enjoyed the work of her hands. On this night, he thought about his mom. Then his mind drifted again. Further back in time he went, as he now heard the sounds drifting in from the chapel service. He heard the song, and in his mind he saw another mother and her baby son. He opened his sister's letter next. He could hear the joy jump right off the page as he read. She told about their kids' excitement waiting for Christmas to come. She talked about how busy her schedule was, juggling work and family. The girls' schedules were filling up, so her schedule and her husband's schedule were busting at the seams. A slight grin spread on his face as she wrote about the girls playing in the bell choir at church. They were following in their mom's footsteps. He could almost feel the pew cushion under him as he pictured the old church. As a kid, he used to complain about how uncomfortable the pews were at church. Now he thought, it sure would be nice to be back sitting in that old hardback pew again. He imagined seeing his nieces up on the platform. They would be dressed in matching outfits, he was sure. His sister loved dressing up the girls for Christmas. Each girl would proudly be holding their bells ready to ring. Cassidy's eyes would never leave their instructor as she wanted to be ready for each and every cue. Then he imagined Jessica's eyes widening as she looked out on the large holiday church crowd. He knew they would do a great job, and he longed to hear them play. Maybe it was his imagination, but he could almost hear the ding-dongs of their bells playing merrily. Next came the letters from Jessica and Cassidy. He looked at the pictures they drew. One was a picture of their Christmas tree. The next was of Jasper, their dog, who always barked too much for his liking. He read about what they were asking for Christmas, and he smiled as he remembered the simple worries of childhood. It seemed a long ways away from him now. Then he paused as he opened the next picture. Jessica had drawn a picture of him in his uniform. Behind him and above his head was the red, white, and blue flag. To the side of the picture, in big, bright red letters, read, "We miss you." And below that, "Come home soon." This time his mind did not drift backward, but he tried to imagine forward in time. He pictured the girls running at him as he got off the plane. He could see their curly hair bouncing as they jumped up and down, waving little flags. He saw himself picking them up and hugging them for an instant before the rest of the family joined in. He imagined a year from now and what it would be like to be home, to be enjoying the Christmas merriment. He could almost hear the girls sing Christmas songs as they peeked at the presents under the tree. Next came the letter from his dad. He saw the strong strokes of his father's handwriting, and he pictured his father's hands, those hands that had put together so many toys for him on Christmas morning, those same hands that picked him up time after time when he fell trying to ride his bike. He saw those hands again as they shook his own hands on that last day at home. He remembered how tightly his dad held his hand as they said goodbye. He could feel his father's arms wrapping around him and holding him in the longest hug his father had ever given him. Opening his eyes, he continued to read. "We are so proud of you, son. We miss you terribly. We pray for you every day. Don't you forget to pray. God can hear you from over there, too. Remember to go to chapel and read your Bible. I'm so proud of you, my son." There are many moms and dads who can rest easy this Christmas season because of brave young men and women like you who are serving. Remember what we celebrate this Christmas season. Jesus left his Father to go on a mission to a hostile land. He left heaven to help others, just like you left home to help those in need. He came to save us from Satan's power, to bring us hope. I worry about you sometimes, my boy, but then I pray, and I know that the Father knows what I am going through with you being gone. I know he is watching over you, just like he watched over baby Jesus, and I find peace in that. The soldier sighed as he read his father's words about God. It had been a long time since he had last prayed, longer still since he had gone to chapel or read God's word. He wasn't angry with God. It was his choice alone that brought him to this deserted place, and he didn't blame God. He just wasn't sure if God still listened to him, wasn't sure if God still cared. And that wasn't all of it, he knew, shaking his head. His hand drifted to his neck and pulled out a chain that held a simple locket. He stopped praying after they stopped coming. When the certain letters stopped, he had prayed so hard that everything was still okay. He prayed that he would hear something, anything. He had to hear something soon, but nothing. No answers came, no letters. So he finally just stopped asking. He looked through the letters again, even though he knew it was not there. So he stood up and began to walk. The soldier at first was not even sure where he was going. He just knew he had to move. The room suddenly felt too stuffy. His feet led him outside as if they had a mind of their own. Out in the night air, he walked a ways from the barracks until he found an outcropping of rocks. He sat down on a rock and looked up into the sky. He saw the stars glistening there. The soldier was amazed how much brighter they were here than when he looked at them back home, living in the city. One star seemed especially bright tonight, as if he could reach up and touch it. Then he remembered that story again, the story that seems to be everywhere on this evening, a star that brought the wise men. They followed the star, and they found what they were looking for. He looked down from the star to the sand. There was no star to lead him. He could not find what he was looking for. He feared that it was lost for good. He looked again to the sky and saw the moon shining through the clouds. He wondered, as his hand again went to the chain hanging around his neck, he wondered if she might be looking up at the same moon right now. "What are you doing here?" came a voice behind him. He whirled around, rising to his feet, his hand going to his weapon. Blast! How could he let someone sneak up on him? He saw the silhouette of a person that was not a fellow soldier. He gripped his weapon tighter and said, "What are you doing here?" "I asked you first," replied the figure, dressed in robes from head to toe. He held a shepherd's staff in his hand and appeared to be carrying no weapons. Slowly, the soldier relaxed as he realized it was just a local. "What am I doing here?" the private asked aloud. "I'm stationed here for war. What are you doing here?" "This is where I need to be tonight." "Here? In this desert? There's nothing worth being here for, that's for sure." "Well, you'd be surprised. Why are you here, soldier?" "I already told you, for the war, or conflict, or whatever it's called now." "Yes, but why here? Why are you sitting on that rock under the sky? Why not inside with the rest?" He felt the stone under him. Oh, just trying to remember, I guess, he said, putting his weapon away. Well, that rock is a popular spot for remembering. I remember a young man who once was trying to figure out life, came to that very rock, had a dream, I think. It is good to remember things. Most people forget all year, but December makes it easier somehow. Tell an old shepherd, what are you trying not to forget? Without a word, the soldier's hand went again to the pendant on his neck, and he swallowed hard. So, where did you meet her? Asked the shepherd, as the soldier heard more than saw his smile. The private looked back into the sky, but the star that he saw earlier was gone. He blinked as he looked again. Assuming a cloud covered it, he started to talk. He had not talked to anyone about her in a while. Now, he was talking to the stranger. We met at church, he said. It was Christmas Eve, like tonight. I can still remember the song that was playing when I first saw her.
Thank you.
finished explaining the song. Angels come down to talk to shepherds, asked the robed stranger. That's what you learn in your church. Do angels still come down to talk to people? I don't know, stammered the private. So what else do you learn in your church? What do those songs mean that I keep hearing tonight? Well, the songs are about when Jesus was born, said the young soldier. You must not celebrate it. Why do you? The private thought for a moment. I suppose to remember. To remember that Jesus came to our world to save us from our sins, that he came as the prophecies said he would. People had waited for a long time for the Savior to come. They just weren't expecting to happen as a baby born in a manger, a baby born to save the nations. Well, how does a baby save the world? Asked the stranger. Well, he didn't stay a baby. He grew up and he lived a life that we all should live. He loved people, helped people, taught others about God's love. But he had to die. He was killed on a cross for all our sins. A baby born to die, interrupted the shepherd. Sounds sad. Well, no, that's not the end. The story that he had learned all his life seemed more real now as he shared it tonight. Jesus came back to life. He defeated death, the soldier said. Now when we believe in him, that he died for our sins, we can be saved. Now, that sounds like something worth remembering, agreed the shepherd. People had hoped for the Savior to come. Now, I guess we celebrate Christmas not only remembering his past coming, but also that he's coming again to save us who are lost.
Thank you.
that which is lost can one day be found. As a saying of my people, said the robed stranger, why aren't you at church tonight, like the night you met her? Well, I don't know, I just haven't gone in a long time. Where do you think she is tonight? The stranger asked, leaning in closer on his staff. The private's eyes looked afar, past the sand, past the darkness of night, and past the miles. It was as if he could almost see her sitting in church, singing carols. The private sighed and shook his head. It's been a long time. It just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like Christmas. Not without my family, not without snow, not without her. I know what you mean. I just feel so far, very far away from home. I know. Maybe this will help, said the shepherd, handing something to the soldier. In the moonlight, he saw the shepherd put a letter in his hand. He stared in disbelief as he saw his name on it and the return address, her name. How? Where? That which is lost can one day be found. I found it, blowing across in the sand. Brought it here. The private tore open the envelope and read the letter that he had so long waited for. As he finished the letter, tears filled his eyes and a smile broke onto his face. Thank you, was all he could manage to say. He had his answer. A rest from worry and fear of the unknown gave way to a wave of joy and peace. He wanted to leap in the air. He wanted to hug the stranger. His heart almost began to sing. "And now I better be going," the shepherd said. "And so should you." "Where am I going?" "I think you know where." The stranger nodded in the direction of the music. "Oh, yeah, right. You want to come with?" "I'm afraid I must be going. More to do tonight. But tell me, young soldier, this Jesus, you said he's coming back to this world?"
"Yes.
Yes!" he almost shouted, the joy of the letter causing him to forget where he was. "He is coming back, this time to defeat death and sin. He's coming back to take us to be with him. That's what we're waiting for. That's what we long for." "Are you?" the shepherd asked, rising to his feet. "What? Are you really waiting?" The private's tongue stuck to the top of his mouth. He stopped short at the question and its implication. He really hadn't been waiting. "Have you ever seen one?" the stranger asked.
"Seen what?"
"An angel."
"No, I never have," confessed the private.
"Do angels still go up and come back down?"
"Well, I don't know, maybe.
But why would they?" asked the private.
"Maybe for the same reason they did long ago," the shepherd said, walking away.
"Hey, I don't even know your name," the private shouted after him.
"You can call me Gabe." The voice drifted back through the darkness.
The private walked briskly now toward the barracks. He didn't want to miss any more of the service. He held tight to the letter and gazed back up into the sky as he walked. And there in the sky, he saw the bright star again. It was back. He froze in mid-stride, looked at the letter, looked over to where he last saw the stranger. He smiled again and headed on his way. Entering the chapel, he saw Charlie wave him over. The private sat down, and even though he was far from home, it felt like Christmas again. His heart was too happy to stay quiet, so he joined in the music and began to sing. May the God who brings true peace, may the God who finds that which is lost, bless you all. We wish you a Merry Christmas. As we leave this place, may the joy of the day, may the joy of the season enter your heart. And though we were once lost, may we today remember that our God is searching and our God can find us. Bless you now as you leave this place. Come again with the joy in your heart and spread that joy to all that you meet. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all those wanting to be found said, amen. God bless you all. Have a happy Sabbath.